أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير.
O you who believe, do not say ra'ina and say unzurna, and listen attentively. And for the unbelievers is a grievous punishment. The Jews, very mischievous by nature, looked for ways to ridicule Islam and disgrace and insult Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one of the ways that they had thought of is when they would address him, they would use the word ra'ina. The word ra'ina in their language had an insulting meaning, derogatory meaning, and in Arabic it had a good meaning. It would mean, make some considerations for us. So in Arabic it has a beautiful meaning, but in their language it has a derogatory and an insulting meaning. So they would intend the insult against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Sahaba-i-Kiram had also felt that this word seems to be good, complimentary. So we should also be using the word ra'ina. In the meanwhile, they would sit behind, they would rejoice that all along it was only we who used to be insulting the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now his own people are insulting him. So these verses were revealed, don't use these words that are ambiguous. In their language it has a different meaning, and in your language it has a different meaning. In the meanwhile, they find a way to ridicule and to insult you. So rather use words that are not ambiguous, clear words like unzurna, look towards us, and listen attentively to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here, three laws have been deduced. One is, sometimes something may be permissible in its very nature, but it could lead you towards something haram and forbidden. In its nature, it is permissible. It can cause confusion, ambiguity in the minds of the public. So we will declare that also to be impermissible. Though in its very nature it was permissible, like using the word ra'ina, in its very nature it is permissible. But it leads you eventually towards something that is impermissible and wrong. Hence this becomes impermissible as well. This is known as saddan lil-bab or saddan lil-zara'i. The experts of fiqh, they are quite acquainted with the term. They use this in the making up of fiqh. La taqulu ra'ina. So when you have to address Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then use the words that are unambiguous, like say, unzurna, look towards us. We also understand this verse, Allah Pak says, for such unbelievers is a grievous punishment to ridicule the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or to hold him in contempt, or to use any word that is derogatory will amount to disbelief. And the third thing that we understand here, wasma'u, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks to you, or you hear his words, recited or read to you in the hadith, or in any other way that you hear the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then listen attentively. When you will listen attentively, then you will have a clear understanding. There will be a lesser need for you to ask and query. But this is to the level that you will understand. You understand carefully, you will listen carefully, and you will understand well. مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. It is never the wish of the unbelievers, of the people of the book, nor is it the wish of the polytheists, that anything good should come down to you from your Rabb. But Allah Ta'ala selects for His mercy whoever He pleases, and Allah Ta'ala is one abounding in grace. The Jews had also exclaimed to the Muslims, they expressed their desire to accept Islam, and they would say, we would like Islam to be much better than you, than our religion, that we could accept it and we could adopt the faith and your creed. But what should we do? We find your religion not to be as good as our deen, and we find our deen to be far better than your deen, and this is what is keeping us behind from accepting Iman. So this was just a ploy, it was just a trick. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is never their wish, their ploy, and their intention is that they should turn you away and distract you from Islam, that you consider them to be people of the book. And being people of the book, you consider them to be educated and learned. So their reasoning may be better than your reasoning, and their understanding may be better than your understanding. So if they say that their religion is better than your religion, then you will be inclined towards believing them, and you will be distracted from your deen. So this is never their wish. It's never their wish that anything good should come down to you from your Rabb. And the catalyst for all this type of ploys and this type of conniving and this type of treacherous planning is the inner jealousy and envy. Why was it that the wahi was shifted from the Banu Yaqub, the Banu Ishaq, to the Banu Ismail? Why didn't it remain within our ranks, within our family? So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala is not one to be commanded. He is not the one that you are going to influence and command. It is He that decides, it is He that commands. It is your fortune that you listen to Him. And if you want Allah Ta'ala to listen to you, then you are wrong. وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He selects whomsoever He pleases for His mercy, for nubuwat, and for His special mercy, whoever He wishes, He will choose. And by and large, we should understand Allah Ta'ala is one that is abounding in grace. He is most gracious. And the one that comes the right way, then He will also shower him and bless him with His grace. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا. Never do we abrogate any verse, cancel any verse, or cause it to be forgotten, but we substitute something better or similar. Don't you know that Allah Ta'ala has power over all things? Another reason for the Jews finding fault in Islam was they would say that why is it that this religion has no stability? Just now your direction was the Baytul Muqaddas. In prayer, in your salah, this was your direction in Qibla. Now your direction has moved from Baytul Muqaddas to the Baytullah. Then this religion is always changing. Then there can't be any good in this. It seems to be a made up thing. So again, they found ways to instill doubts in the minds of innocent people. So Allah Pak says that when we change any verse or we cause it to be forgotten, we substitute something better or similar. Now when we change and substitute, then this changing and substituting is not because Allah didn't know. It was not na'uzu billah, because Allah Ta'ala's knowledge was deficient. Rather, for a different period, a different rule was better. Like an infant, then the type of treatment that he receives, the clothing, the food that he is nourished with, is different to an adult. So we will not say that we did not realize that this was better. We will say that at a certain stage, this was better for you. At the beginning, these commands were better for you. Now that you have come of maturity and age, now this other law has been, this previous law has been changed and substituted with something that is better or similar. Now you have reached a different age. When you have come into a different age, so a different rule is better for you. So the substituting is not because, na'uzu billah, Allah Ta'ala didn't know that this was better. All are better. All laws are good, but all the laws of Allah Ta'ala are good. At a certain age, at a certain time, then this law was better for you and more suited for you. And now that you have passed that, now this law is better and more suited for you. Overall, you should understand that Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. And don't you know that to Allah Ta'ala belongs the kingdoms of the heaven and the earth, and you have none besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to help you and to protect you.